Shkalenberg Ches Mishne Gimel. Sakin Shenimtseis Bar Basar. If a knife is found on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, Sheichet Bamiyad. You can assume that it was already Tahar, because the Shechita has to be done on the 14th of Nisan, and therefore you can Shecht it right away without even doing Tefillah in the Mikvah. It can be assumed that it's a Shechita knife, and you don't have to be concerned at all. And for sure, they were Tovel it yesterday, and they had a hair of Shemesh. They waited for sundown, and you can Shecht with it. B'shloishasar Shoyne Umatvil. But on the 13th of Nisan, even though it's possible that the owners were Tovel it, you still have to be Tovel it again. Shoyne Umatvil. You have to repeat it and Tovel it. That's what it means, the Rav explains. Because maybe he didn't. Because since it's still during the day of the 13th, the point is that the tefillah has to be done sometime during the day on the 13th. And since the sun is still out, there's still the possibility that the guy lost his knife, but he wasn't tovelit yet. Because he just has to be tovelit before sundown. Because then you had the hair of Shemesh, and then you'd be able to shecht it the next day. Now, normally in Yerushalayim, the Rav explains that Chazal were not geyser on Safik Kalim, Safik Tumah in Yerushalayim, because of Kachim, though, they are more machmir, therefore you had to be toivel. He brings the Rambam that the Shoyne Umatbil, repeat it, it's actually going on the concern of maybe the Sakin is Tamei Lemes. And when it's Tamei Lemes, besides being toivelit, you also have to do Hazah on the 3rd and the 7th day, and the Shoyne is going on the Hazah, the sprinkling of the Mechatas. That's why it says Shoyne Umatbil. Mishnah continues, the Koifetz, and a cleaver that not just shechts, but is normally used to cut bones as well. And the assumption is the cleaver, since you're not allowed to break bones of a Karban Pesach, this is not for the Pesach, rather it's for the Karban Chagiga. Bein baze uvein baze shayne umatbil. Whether or not it's the 13th, or even on the 14th, you have to go and be toivelit again. Because it's possible the owner wasn't toivelit yet, because you could still be toivelit on the 14th. You don't have to shecht any animal on the 14th, like you do the Karban Pesach, so therefore there's no reason to assume that he was toivelit the day before. The Rav, though, explains, based on the Gemara explains, that we're specifically dealing with a case where the Nasi was very sick, he was deathly ill, and if he died, they would have to bring the Karban Pesach betumah. The reason that is, Taisyantiv explains, is because all of Klal Yisrael has to be Oisik, the covered on mace of the Nasi, and therefore they're inevitably going to become Tamei. And if that happens, and all of Klal Yisrael, even Rove of Klal Yisrael, is Tamei, they can bring the Karban betumah, and not only that, their Kalim can be Tamei too. So if this is the case where it's a suffix, where the person is possibly going to die, so when it came to the Karban Pesach, so there's only one suffix. If he dies, nobody has to be toivel the kalim, and if he doesn't die, they have to be toivel the kalim. So therefore, you find the kli, in such a situation, you should be machmir, because it's still one suffix. However, if it's a chagiga, besides this suffix, that if he dies and they bring a Karban Pesach betumah, when a Karban Pesach is brought betumah, we learned in Pesachim, they don't even bring the Karban Chagiga. And in that case, you wouldn't even need the Koifetz. So that would be one reason for sure to be toivelit. And even if the guy doesn't die, there's another reason they wouldn't need the Koifetz. Because sometimes, even if everybody's fine and Tahar, if there's a lot of Karban Pesachs, they wouldn't need to bring a Karban Chagiga. So because there are more situations that could be that they wouldn't bring a Karban Chagiga, there's a chazaka that the knife was not toivel, then it's not tar, and that's why, no matter what, you have to be toivel it. Mishnah continues, Chal arba asolios b'Shabbos, if the 14th fell out on Shabbos. So the Rav gives two pshatim. One is the Karban Pesach, that even if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, sheichet b'miyad, shecht with it right away. In other words, yes, there was a concern that maybe the knife is tamei, so in that case, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach, and you're shechting it on Shabbos. Normally, if it's tar, you're allowed to shecht it on Shabbos, but not if it's not tar, and then you therefore being mechal Shabbos. Nevertheless, Mishnah tells us do it right away. There's no concern at all. Or the other pshat is maybe we are talking about the koifetz, and the reason it says that you're allowed to shecht right away is because here the assumption is for sure they were toivel the koifetz before Shabbos, because since you can't be toivel it on Shabbos, and you can't also be toivel it on Yontif, which is the next day, on the 15th, he certainly, whoever had this, would have been toivel it on the 13th, before Shabbos, to be able to use on Yontif. Similarly, b'chamishasar sheichit b'miyad, because everybody knows you can't be toivel on Yontif, so therefore, for sure, it was toivel before Yontif. And finally, the Mishnah ends, nimtzis k'shur l'sakin arezu k'sakin. If you find that the koifetz is tied to a sakin, and the way the Rav explains, it seems that we're dealing with on the 14th, harezo kesakin. So it has the same din as the knife. We could assume that since it's tied together, for sure, they were toivel them together. And since the sakin had to have been toiveled before the 14th to be able to use it to shecht, we assume that it was also toiveled then too.